Well, here in the U.S., one of the rallying cries from Republican lawmakers this week has been that Russian interference in the 2016 election happened under President Obama's watch. The Mueller investigation started with the premise that the Russians interfered. Attorney General William Barr's summary concluded that President Trump's campaign did not collude. And now President Trump, who has at times denied there even was Russian interference, is saying it was President Obama's fault. On Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Obama administration ignored, excused, and failed to confront Putin's malign activities at home and abroad. And earlier this week, we spoke with Republican Congressman Comer of Kentucky, who laid the blame at President Obama's feet. Now, we said then we'd dig deeper, so let's do that with Greg Miller of The Washington Post and author of The Apprentice, Trump, Russia, and the Subversion of American Democracy. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, how much did President Obama subvert democracy, as Republicans are claiming? Did he completely fail to respond to Russian interference in 2016?
No, he didn't completely fail to respond. He did try to respond. I think that it's fair to say, to criticize or to question the Obama response and whether it was enough.
Mm-hmm.
He ultimately issued sanctions against Russia for interfering in 2016. He tried to get members of Congress to go along with a bipartisan condemnation of Russia during the election. The Obama administration ultimately issued a statement saying that Russia was interfering in the election in October, so weeks before Election Day, but nevertheless never told the public before it was too late all that it knew, including that Russia had a preferred candidate, that Russia was actually trying to help Trump.
Even on the day that, if I understand this correctly, the U.S. security agencies made this major announcement that Russia was interfering in the election, it was the same day that the Access Hollywood Donald Trump tape came out. And so that while the Obama administration thought they were going to have the bombshell, nobody even paid attention.
Yeah, it was terrible timing. I mean, they were hoping that this statement would resonate with the public. This was their plan to tell the people of the United States what Russia was doing. And, of course, it gets completely drowned out that day, not only because of the Access Hollywood tape, which, of course, was the biggest news of that day, but then WikiLeaks came back later at the end of that day with another dump. So that notice, that thin several paragraph statement from the Obama administration did not get near the attention that they hoped it would.
Yeah. The president actually went and personally spoke to Putin at a summit and said, stop interfering with our election. His administration threw out a number of Russians. And he also, if we remember this correctly, didn't he go speak with the newly elected Donald Trump and warned him off about hiring Michael Flynn, who was eventually indicted for lying about his contacts with Russians?
That's right. I mean, this came after the election, when Trump visited the Oval Office and met with Obama. And Obama, one of the things Obama tells him is you need to be careful about hiring Mike Flynn. Flynn, of course, had been fired by the Obama administration for completely different reasons. But by that point, the Russia thread was really significant and there were lots of worries about him.
Yeah. So the administration seemed to do a bit, but even members of the administration, like former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, have said they regretted they didn't do more. What more could they have done? Because we remember also that there was great internal debate in the Obama White House about how much to do and not appear to be interfering in the election.
Right. I mean, Clapper actually has a great line in his book where he says that he looks back in this time now and is totally frustrated by it because the Obama people were worried about putting a thumb on the scales of the election. And as Clapper puts it, Putin was standing on the other side of those scales, jumping up and down, right? So you can hear the frustration mm-hmm. in that line from him. But it's important to remember, so there were a few things that the Obama team felt constrained by. One, they were really worried that what Russia was doing at that point was only the tip of the iceberg. They thought that if they provoked Russia, that Russia might retaliate and go deeper. and take down election polling stations on election day or have a big, big attack on election day that would be far worse than what they had seen. Second, the Obama team really was convinced that Clinton was going to win and they didn't want to mess that up. They thought she would win. She would be in power. She could deal with the aftermath here. They didn't want to be accused of helping her win. They didn't want to taint what they thought was her inevitable victory. So that was important. But the third thing was that they were undermined by Republicans in Congress, including Mitch McConnell. They went to McConnell asking him to go along with a joint statement condemning what the Kremlin was doing. And McConnell not only refused, he said that he would accuse Obama of meddling in the election if they came out and said something like this.
That's Greg Miller of The Washington Post looking back at what really happened in the run-up to the 2016 election inside the Obama White House. Greg, thank you so much.
Absolutely.